Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
That's not rock and roll, but you know what? I think that's how we're going to start the shows, especially nowadays. I think that's a good thing. That was John's idea, to start the show with the Lord's Prayer. I decided to sing it. You know, I'm a little different. What can I tell you?
But I stopped it.
Oh, thank you, honey. I learned that version as a senior in high school. The choir sang it at our graduation. And it's just, it stuck with me all this time. It's just something special to my heart. So I'm going to share that with you guys at the beginning of every show.
Yeah.
And hope you like it. But if you don't, you just have to deal with it, because I'm going to do it anyway. Yeah, exactly. And yes, they're a little bit. Kitty was here singing. It's not on the recording. She's just sitting right here next to me, deciding to sing with me, I guess. But anyway,
bless her.
She's. I think she wants treats or something, but she'll have to wait. That's how it goes.
Mummy's busy right now, pussycat.
Yeah, she's my baby. That's Calico, my Calico kitty. So she's what, how old is she? She was born in 2010. She's 10 years old.
Aww.
March. So she's not a spring chicken either. She's not a spring kitty either. But it's okay. She's one of my babies. And Apache's my other baby, and he's only about three and a half. So, I don't really live alone.
No, not when you've got animals. That's what you do.
Thank you, Lord, for animals. Isn't that the truth? I think I'd go crazy if I was actually in this house all by myself. Just go stark, brave, and crazy. Anyway, so something different, guys, and you'll be hearing it, because I just think that putting God in the forefront, not a bad idea whatsoever, especially with everything that's been going on lately. I think that John just had a bang up good idea, and thank you for your brain, John. I like it. We'll keep him. You know what the hey? We'll keep him. And speaking of that, I'm going to start the show off with one of John's requests. This song was actually written by Charles Aznavour, who died, you know, a few months ago.
That's right.
I think he was, my mind wants to say 93, but I'm not at all sure, so don't quote me. But this version was done by Roy Clark. Do y'all remember Roy Clark?
Yes.
Ah, good, good, good. Yeah, he was quite prominent in country music. And, of course, if you watch TV, he was on Hee Haw. So he had a sense of humor, and he did very, very well on that show. Watched that show religiously. So anyway, Roy Clark is actually singing Charles Aznavour's song, Yesterday When I Was Young.
Nice.
Enjoy. It's a good song.
Seems the love I've known has always been the most destructive kind. Guess that's why now I feel so old before my time. Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last. On weak and shifting sand, I live by night and shun the naked light of day. And only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast that time and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerns itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday.
when I was young.
Yeah. Now, if you listen to the words of that song, it's going to grab you. It really is, because that is so true. We never see what we've got when we're young enough to enjoy it. It's always later that we realize what we had. But you know what? We're smarter than that right now, because we're seeing it right now. And we're still young enough to do something about it if we choose. Mm-hmm. If we choose. That's the thing. If we choose. So it's okay. It's all right. But I love that song. I really do love that song. It kind of makes you wonder what was going through his mind. What happened in his life that made him write that song? Songs come from somewhere. They don't just, okay, here I am, write me down on paper and somebody will sing me. That's not how it happens. So, what was happening in Charles Aznavour's life that led him to write that song? It makes you wonder. Well, it makes me wonder. I don't know if you guys wonder or not.
Yeah. It does me too, Jenny. Yeah.
It makes me wonder. Yes. So, okay, we've done that. Now we're going to pick it up a little bit, because this is good old rock and roll music to soothe your soul. So we need a little bit of that rock and roll. So here we go, kids. Diane sent me a song by the Byrds. Mr. Tambourine Man from the 60s. She's stuck in a time warp right now. But we like it. Susan, I was just going to bring her in, and she's just bopping back and forth already. This is twice already.
crikey.
She's getting too good at that bopping stuff, you know.
She is.
I mean, bopping is fun, but hey.
Yeah, she needs to stay cool.
Bouncing
cook.
Back and forth. Yeah, there we go. All right. And we have a phone number I'm not quite sure about. Hello, hello. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Hello, hello. Talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm staying out of the heat.
Are you sure?
I don't know about that.
Something's telling me I should recognize this voice, but it's been a while, so you're going to have to help me out.
You mean you remember who I am? I mean, I don't usually get on here too much, but you know, there's a couple names to go by. Way busy.
like what?
That's my stage name, Way Busy. Way Busy. Way Busy performing live in front of a live audience.
Oh, wow.
And what's he doing when he's performing live?
Well, you know, it depends on where I'm at and what's going on, you know.
Oh.
But
that's why you're way busy. Yeah, okay.
Right, you know, that's true, you know. So what's going on? What are you guys up to today? I mean, you guys are playing some good music and having a good time. What else is going on?
Oh, this is my normal Thursday afternoon gig, dude. So I'm in control, kind of. I tend to lose control a little bit, and you just have to be kind of prepared for that when it happens. And, hey, it's always fun. It's always fun. Susan's back. Susan
Susan
is one of our friends from across the pond, and her connection is not real terrific, so she keeps bopping back and forth.
I do.
Yeah. You should be tired already. This is what, three?
Three times, yeah.
Yeah, this is your third time,
three
but who's counting?
That's
you know,
good.
I'm not counting. Sure I'm not. Okay, yeah. Oh, right. Hey, Way Busy, what does everybody else know your name by? I swear to God, I swear I recognize that voice, and it's just driving me insane. So give me a real name if you can.
Correct.
Some people don't like to do that. It's all right. If you don't want to do that, it's okay.
No, I don't have a problem. This is social media, right?
Well, this is a podcast. So whatever you want to call it, sweetie, whatever you want to call it, you're joining the gang. So
All right. Well, if I'm in, then you can count me in as way busy. But yeah, they call me Craig, but I don't know if you ever heard that before.
I don't know. I know a couple of Craigs, honey. So we can call you we can just call you Hey You if you want us to. That's okay with me. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. I respond to Hey You and, you know, all that good stuff. You talking to me?
There you go. Hey You, and you turn around, huh? And they're talking to somebody in the other direction. And you... Well, okay, not me this time. Fine, then. You just miss out, then, if you don't talk to me. Yeah, there
well,
you go.
I've had people say, you know, excuse me, sir, you know, and I look around and say, are you talking to me? And they go, yeah, I'm talking to you. And I go, wow. I just wanted to say, I wish I could be as free as you are. And I said, what?
You're going,
I thought you were.
Sir? Where'd that come from? Sir? That's like somebody calling me ma'am, and I'd say, please don't call me ma'am. It makes me feel ancient. I don't want to do that. So we got to disabuse them of that ma'am stuff all the time. Just crazy nutso. Oh, well, our friend, Way Busy, his call just dropped. So I don't know if it was intentional or if his connection just went wacko. I don't know. But if he calls back, we'll welcome him back. I swear I recognize his name, though. I mean, not his name. I recognize his voice. I recognize his voice, and I'm not quite sure why, because I don't recognize the name Craig.
Yeah.
I definitely don't recognize Way Busy. But, you know, that's okay. That's okay. There's people that just don't want their name on the radio. That's all right. We can deal with that. That's all right.
That's fine.
So, hey.
He had a nice voice.
Hey, Mr. Way Busy, if you're still listening, thank you for calling. I really did enjoy talking to you. You're fun. So anytime you want to call back, you are welcome. And maybe I'll recognize the number next time. And maybe I won't. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Play that one for you.
I'm glad you called. I'm glad you called. I am glad you called. Okay, yeah. I've got one here that I have had in my studio for literally months, and I haven't played it in probably a year, so we're going to play it now. It's Casey and the Sunshine Band, and they're going to play
Party Time.
Boogie Shoes. Yes, Party Time. We go. KC and the Sunshine Band. Boogie Shoes. I always like that song. That's and your feet should have been tapping and moving and bebopping in your chair with that one.
I was doing mine on the bed, but there you go.
Oh, well, that works too.
It works too.
It's like wherever you are, as long as you were bopping, that works. So, oh my gosh. Okay. You know what we're going to do now? This is going to be fun. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. I always can tell you. This is a parody. We're going to do a couple of parodies. Yeah. If I can find it. I know it was in here, but who knows, you know. I'll have to find that one later, I guess. ooh, I'm finding a lot of other good songs in here, and I can't find that. I might have forgotten to load that up, but that does not surprise me. But we have other really cool stuff in here, so it's all right. Oh, if you guys could see everything I have in my studio, you would just flip your lids, because it would be, okay, let's just sit here all day and play music. We like that.
Lovely.
That would be totally cool. I know where that other song is. Look under parody, you dimwit. What do you think you put it under? All righty then. Hey, guys, you know, you have to forgive my brain at this time, because I have had a one-hour nap. Well, actually, it was about 45 minutes since 6 o'clock yesterday evening. So I've been at work all night, and I had stuff to take care of when I got home, and it it's kind of like, what's sleep? I don't need sleep. It's overrated. Forget it. But I don't have to work tonight, so we're okay. And Susan be bopping back and forth. She left, and now she's come back. Hi, honey. I recognize that you come back.
I have. 10 days.
Welcome home, dear. Oh, dinner in an
you.
Hour. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm home.
You guys are just going to have to, whatever comes out of my brain, you're just going to have to take it with a grain of salt, because that's just how it is today. I am so flipping tired. I'm not even registered. I know what I'm doing and where I am, and that's about as far as I can take that. So you're likely to get just about anything today. So, you know, hey, way busy. If I scared you, I'm sorry. Come back after I've had a little sleep. It won't be any better, but hey, you know, at least I'll know what I'm saying at that point. Okay. I found that under parody where I put it so that they would all be together. So we're going to play some parodies. And, yeah, a couple of them are the COVID parodies. One of them is totally awesome, and we're going to start with it. These, of course, are from John. I love
Thank
that
you,
man's
John.
Mind. Oh my gosh, I love his mind. It's just so freaking it just dovetails with mine so well when it comes to music and stuff. It's cool. This is a parody. Well, when it comes to parodies, I'm not so sure, but they're funny. That's all that's required. This is George W. Bush singing a parody of Hallelujah to Trump.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh,
what,
it's
the George W. Bush?
My fellow Americans.
Yes. Yes.
People have been asking me how I feel about the election. How do you paint a man like Donald Trump? There is a man, his name is Trump. He kicked my baby brother's rump. The man we love to hate before we knew ya. But you hung in tough, you took the cake. Your strategery to make us great. Misunderestimization never threw ya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Hillary wanted you to run. You'd never win, but oh, what fun. When you were chosen, she sang hallelujah. Your yellow hair, your goofy tan, your two long ties, your two small hands. Still America decided they would choose ya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There you go. I like that. I thought it was very cute. I thought it was very cute. John manages to find the good ones. And I'm going to save the long one that I had in mind. I'm going to save that for Saturday.
Okay.
Just because it's 5 minutes long, and I got too much good music to play today. So I'm sure John will forgive me since I will play it Saturday. But I have one more to play today, and I'm not quite sure how he finds all these, but I am so glad he does. He has a talent for this. This is a guy that he just uses one name. It's called Gear. Why, where, doesn't matter. And he's doing a parody to Don't Be Cruel. And it's good. This is good, guys. So give a listen. And it's only 2 minutes long, so don't get up and go get tea or anything, because
you know I can't be bound. Well, my love, this COVID-19 has really got me down. You're so cruel, you know it makes me sigh. Baby, I wash my hands about 1,000 times a day. My skin is so damn dry, it really makes me cry. You're so cruel, you know it makes me sigh. I don't want these crazy issues. I block my face with tissues and I cry. I don't stop thinking of me, locked away at home. I can't go to the pub, they're gone and shut them down. They're so cruel, that makes a grown man cry. I don't need these crazy issues. I block my face with tissues and I cry. Woo! I need some Donny paper, so I head down to the store. But when I get to the aisle, I just fall to the floor. There ain't none, I am in despair. I don't know what to do. I can't even go to the loo. It's so cruel, it makes you want to cry. It's so cruel, it makes a grown man cry. I don't want these crazy issues. I block my face with tissues and I cry.
I like that one. That is a good one. That is a good one. But you know what? They're all good. I don't think I've heard a bad parody yet that John has given us. You know, they're all good. They're all good. So that's just another in a long line. And we'll continue getting them as long as this stuff is going on. So we've got a lot to look forward to. So we are, yeah, it just makes you want to come and listen more and more often. And hello, Way Busy, you came back.
Yeah, I had a phone call and I had to switch off, so I called back. Yeah.
Well, that's okay. You can bop back in, back and forth and all that stuff. I'm open for all kinds of weird stuff going on, so it's not a problem. You just do what you need to do. You do what you need to do. We all do what we need to do.
as long as we're having fun,
we don't care. As long as we're... Okay, you know what I'm going to play now? Because I can. Bob Seger.
Uh-oh.
And this is for Jim, because Jim likes Bob Seger, and he likes The Doors, and he likes AC/DC. I have an AC/DC song as well. Old time rock and roll. So you get ready, feet, because you're going bop.
Okay, Detroit, you can sing along with this one if you want to.
classic Bob Seger. I love that. That's got to be one of my very favorite tunes. I can't say my favorite, but one of my favorite that Bob Seger does. That's just something, when you think of Bob Seger, that's the song you think of. Classic. So, yeah, Susan's been back home, and I guess she needed to change her socks or something, and then she's come back.
Oh, I took a wee break.
Okay. Well, we all have to do that now and again, right? Thank heaven. The air conditioning just came on. It's getting hot in this little corner here.
My gin and
anyway.
Break.
No, I do that before I start the show, so I don't have to worry about it. Yeah. John taught me that when I just started broadcasting. You got to play a really long song, or you do it before you start the show. So, you know, when you learn those little things from a pro, you kind of tend to listen because you learn the hard way otherwise. So anyway, Lynyrd Skynyrd. Remember Lynyrd Skynyrd, I certainly hope. I mean,
not
hey,
a fan,
you know.
No.
Say what? Okay, you guys are forgiven. You live across the ocean. All right. If you lived over here and you said that to me, I'd think you'd been living in a cave somewhere. So anyway, Brandon requested a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. They're a, let's see, I think they were classed as Southern Rock. Just because they're from the South, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, here's Lynyrd Skynyrd, Rock a Roller. Oh, excuse me, Whiskey Rock a Roller. So you got to get that drink in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't like whiskey. Oh, well, they like it. So here you go, Whiskey Rock a Roller.
Blue sky painting over.
Skynyrd. Now you guys have been introduced to Lynyrd Skynyrd. See how that works? Totally awesome, isn't it? There you go.
Yep.
All right.
Hello?
And I've got another caller. This is kind of fun. Hello,
my
honey. How are you
Anita?
Doing?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
My name's Anita.
Hi. Welcome.
And I'm currently going to university in Detroit. And may I just say your station is just absolutely wonderful. You know, it helps me soothe my soul while I'm studying. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is totally awesome, honey. And speaking of feeding your soul, you know, there I do a gospel show on Sunday. So, hey, and more rock and roll on Saturday. So you got some studying time to get you through.
Oh, yeah, of course. I'm just currently studying African-American studies at my university right now, or as we like to call it, niggerology.
Excuse me for being so indelicate as to laugh, but that's hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Not politically correct, but it works.
Thicker than your average nigger.
I can't have that. I can't have that on the air, honey. That's the whole thing. Is it tends to interfere and make it weird. So, and to tell you the honest truth, I think she was just trying to be a little pulling my leg there, but it
yeah.
was funny. So what the hey? Yeah, she was just trying to be a smart aleck. But whatever, you get those. They come out. I love watching them because that dude with the eye patch is just funny as a crutch. Well, maybe funny as a crutch.
across.
Oh my gosh, yes. But you know what? It's time for some AC/DC. As long as I can find it. You know, that is that problem.
Yeah.
There we go. It's right here. All night long. So enjoy. Took me a little bit by surprise, but that's all right. I was just sitting here, you know, doing my chair dance thing, thinking, wow, it's a good thing I got rid of that office chair and I'm sitting in a sturdy kitchen chair now, because this poor chair is getting a workout, I tell you. And I imagine that and seat are probably getting the workout too, like they normally. Dance to the music, you know. Dance to the music. That's a song. Never mind. I didn't do that. Nobody heard it. Forget about it. Okay.
Yes, I did.
Oh, yeah, you would, wouldn't you? All
yes.
Righty then. Well, we're gonna actually play a dancing song.
Great.
By King Harvest. John requested this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dancing in the Moonlight. And doesn't that sound like a sweet idea? Oh, yeah, especially here, because in the sunshine, in the middle of the afternoon, it's 106 degrees here right now. I just asked my phone. And that's in Wickenburg. It's probably at least 5 degrees hotter than that down in the Phoenix area because they're a lower elevation. So, you know, dancing in the moonlight is a good idea right now because it's down in the high 70s and low 80s in the moonlight. So... not a bad idea when you learn those things when you live in Arizona, you know. So anyway, King Harvest, Dancing in the Moonlight. Enjoy, John. Of course, if you live in a neighborhood where there's other people or traffic, think about that for a minute. I don't think it would bother me, but, you know, some people it might. Okay, let's play Brand's second request by Guns N' Roses.
Ah, like them.
I got some different stuff rolling today. This is funky, but that's okay because it's good music. Guns N' Roses doing a slower one called Don't Cry. Here you go, Brandon.
Something in your eyes. Don't let it be. Don't you cry tonight.
Okay. That was funky weird. Just all of a sudden, it cut it off. And it wouldn't let me reconnect. So my mic was open. I have no idea what you guys heard because I don't know what I was saying. I was frantically trying to get reconnected. I finally called into my own show and it let me do that. The third time I did it. You know, what can I say? Garbage just goes down sometimes. That's all it is. I'm at the bottom of the hill today. What can I tell you? Anyway, it's time for an Elvis song. And Ann and Susan are just so busy flying back and across the pond. It's like, okay, fine. So, hey, guys. How are you doing now? Can you hear me?
Waiting for my Elvis song.
I hear you.
All right. Because there for a while, nobody could hear nothing.
Well, we couldn't.
The alarm went dead.
Well, Blog Talk just cut off the phone call and just said disconnected. But my show didn't go away. So I'm sitting here frantically trying to get reconnected going, what?
Yeah.
And like I was saying, I don't know what you guys heard because I really have no monitor on what was coming out of my mouth.
Didn't hear your soul, Jenny. It just went. That was it.
Oh, okay. That's probably good.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to leave it up to you guys. What do you want to hear? Do you want to hear Got My Mojo or Steamroller?
Oh, Steamroller.
I was going to say the other one, but damn that, I'll go with Susan.
We want Steamroller.
I kind of thought that might be the choice, but, you know, I thought I'd give you a choice anyway. Okay,
it's because Susan wants to go and have a shower. Well, that's why. So, let's do that one.
That's the only excitement I get lately.
Well, there you go. Play that one.
We're
going to
play Steamroll News. So
here
we go.
Me and
Ian in the bathroom.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. And if my corner wasn't a little warm before, it's really warm
now. Definitely now.
Oh, well, that tow share was running.
Well, dear, I'm going to have sweet dreams tonight.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. And Way Busy left us. And, you know, he told us his name was Craig as well. So, hey, Craig, I am so glad you come to join me here today. And I hope you come back again later. I am sorry Blog Talk cut off the call. I hope that didn't cut you off. But if it did, I apologize for that happening. I just couldn't do anything about it. I did figure out how to get back on, but it's not through the same way I was on it before. So, hey, you know, we do what we can as we can. But thanks for coming in and spending time. I really enjoyed that. Come back again. And next time I won't have any problems with Blog Talk. That would be nice. All right. And Ann and Susan were here. And Susan, you didn't bop back and forth quite as often as you usually do, but boy, you did your fair share, girl. So it's still working. Yeah. Anyway, and Ann, you even bopped back and forth a couple of times, but you know, you got back. You got back, so that's good. And that could have been because Blog Talk cut you off too. So, however it was, I'm glad you came back. And we've got I've got songs I didn't get to. I apologize, but you know, when you get kicked off the air and you're frantically trying to figure out how to get back on the air, you kind of lose your timing. So that's how it goes for this time, I guess. But I'm going to play part of the last request from John, but I think I'll also play, well, you know what, I'm sure he'll be okay with it. I'm going to save it for Saturday and play the whole thing, because it's a good song. It's just a good song. And thank you, everybody, for putting up with me. It was a different kind of day, but I thank you for putting up with me. And Saturday is another day, and maybe everything will work the way it's supposed to on Saturday. That would be wonderful. Thank you, all my friends and family that came to join us, everyone in the chat room, John and Brandon, and Ann and Susan, of course, and everyone else that popped in. Marissa popped in. You know, if I'm forgetting somebody, it's because I don't have it here in front of my eyes right now. I had to call in, and that kind of mucked up my phone as well. So I do know you were there. If I didn't say your name, please forgive me, because I know you joined us, and thank you so much for doing so. Come back on Saturday. We're going to have some more rock and roll music. And then Sunday, of course, is the gospel hour. You don't want to miss that, because that's a wonderful time. And it's a blessing. It's going to fill your soul, make you feel good for the whole coming week. So come on and, I don't know, see whatever God puts in my mouth to fall out, because that's how I work it. That's how I work it. So come on by and join us. You'll really be glad you did. You'll enjoy it. Okay, just for a sing out, I'm going to do something you've all heard before, but I like it. So, hey, it's an Elvis song, but it ain't Elvis doing it. So thank you, guys, and I hope to see you Saturday.
Great show, Jenny. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't. That's what you say each time that I hold you this way. When I feel like this,
don't say don't. 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 Leave my embrace. For here in my arms is your place. Baby.